This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Saw a statistic that said the Wu flu deaths are down 90%. Wow, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to it, in case you're just joining us for an hour or so. Well, we hope you stick around anyway. Yeah, 90% down. Now, what do they keep touting? Oh, man, we got lots of infections, new infection rates, or whatever they call it. But it's 90% down, the death rate. Go more into that some other time, but I just thought you might want to know. Don't ask me to verify the statistic. I'm just telling you. Here's what I do know. They are not talking about the deaths as much. Remember when it was, it has reached 100,000. Now it's 5 million. Nope. It's how many people are now getting it. And they're double booking, but I'll get into it later. You probably already heard about it, but we're going to cover it different. Don Jr. Well, you know what? Before we get into that, speaking of the Wu flu, there was a guy, the St. Lucie man, which is in Florida, and he is very upset about having to wear a mask. And I keep telling you guys about these mask wars, right? So, anyway, here, I want to play that clip because I want you to see that I've been rebelling. Everywhere I go, I'm telling you right now, I've been to more stores. They got a sign on the front. We wear our mask to protect you. Please wear yours to protect us. And I walk straight in without a mask. And what's funny, you see now, when it first started, it was maybe 10 or 20% with mask. Now it's 80 to 90% with mask, 10 to 20% without it. And every time I see somebody without it, we make this kind of eye contact, kind of the way brothers used to do back in the day. When we'd see each other, we'd be like, hey, what's up? Like, I recognize you. Yeah, so I was getting my car washed. Everybody in the place has their mask on. Except me and another guy. And we looked at each other like, I got you. It was fun. Fun to be that contrarian. And there were people walking by, and you could see they were looking at me kind of like, where's your mask, man? And I was like, hey, sheep. That's what I was thinking in my head. Hey, sheep, all you sheep that are out there doing what you're told to do. You know what would happen if nobody in there had a mask? The same thing that happened to the guy that didn't have a mask. Absolutely nothing. Nobody would say a word. Go somewhere without it. Watch what happens. Oh, I was at a restaurant. A lady goes, you have to have your mask in order to, just to step into the front of it. I said, I'll go outside. I'm not going to wear your stupid mask. Ended up leaving. Yeah. Because then I was a wait, because they can only be one third filled anyway. You know what? It's not worth it. You just lost some business. Oh, it got good reviews. Who cares? Anyway, here's this guy, St. Lucie man, that says, I'm not wearing a mask.
They are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever. And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedom. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap handle our freedoms, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
I love when he says, I will not be muzzled. I love it. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. He's talking to the city council who's voting on a mask ordinance. And he's saying very simple things. Show me where this is good for me. Let me put it to you this way, folks. Prove to me that the body was made, it gave you two ways to breathe, through your nose and through your mouth, right? And you got this circular path. You cover up both of them. Now, you want to breathe mostly nitrogen and some oxygen. It's the perfect mix. God knew exactly what the mix needed to be. And he put it out there for you. And these people say, no, no, no. Let's throw in some carbon dioxide, because that's what you expel. Let's mix that in. I dare anybody to show me that your performance in any way improves with a mask. Outside of surgery, where I don't want a doctor talking and his spittle may go into my body, I don't care about your mask. I don't feel any safer when I see somebody hiding behind plexiglass in their mask. Inasmuch that I know that I'm eventually breathing in your oxygen, I could give you 5,000 reasons why this mask is bad for you. Well, it's a cloth mask. Yeah, so you're breathing in cloth particles. Have you ever checked the lint trap in your dryer? It's there for a reason. Oh, Kevin, I have these hairs in my nose and they protect me. What about when you're breathing through your mouth? You only nose breathe. You get what I'm saying? I mean, it's ridiculous. But hey, Nancy Pelosi says you can't be a man if you're not wearing your mask.
Is it time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country?
Oh, I definitely long overdue for that. And my understanding that the Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president. And the president should be example. You know, real men wear masks. Be an example to the country and wear the masks. Not only it's not about protecting yourself, it's about protecting others.
Nancy Pelosi is so funny. She's so funny because she's so predictable. Real men wear masks. It's not protecting yourself. It's protecting others. Democrats, I tell you what, they do a really good job trying to figure out how to sell stuff. They do, man. Boy, real men wear masks. Yeah. Whatever. That's what it takes to be a real man? Since when? When have you ever heard that saying, real men wear masks? Oh, Lord. You know, it's like real men drink milk. You know, real men let their women dry. I mean, oh my gosh, it's just too funny. The CDC recommended, not required, because they don't want to offend the president. Yeah, the CDC, the same people that gave us all these fake numbers and fake ways to prevent this, that, and the other. I mean, these people are so disingenuous. To ask yourself, how do they sleep at night? That's easy. Anyway, real men wear masks. But as a guy in St. Lucie said, I would not be muzzled. I'm not going to be muzzled. I'm Kevin Jackson doing a radio show. I'm not doing it in a mask. I'm not going to be muzzled.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Remember the movie RoboCop? The half man, half cop. The guy got almost killed by some thugs, and then they remake him, and he's part cop, but he's part man, and all the other stuff. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Well, they're developing RoboCops. And think about Elon Musk and talking about all these neurotransmitters and all this other stuff that's going to be happening. Maybe they're going to make a superior race of man, you know, where everybody is a, you know, got the potential to be a Green Beret. Oh boy. Well, I was thinking about RoboCops, given the policing that's going on right now in America. Speaking of which, do yourselves a favor, go to bleedingbluemovie.com and see the trailer to our movie Bleeding Blue. We're going to be putting it back out. I'm just looking for the best way to do it to where we can monetize, because I'm not going to give this movie away. We put a lot of effort and money into this thing with the idea it was going to bridge the gap and help save cops' lives. But you know what? All I find myself doing is spending my little bit of money, which I'm not a rich man, to solve these problems. And conservatives are like, yeah, man, yeah, let's show the other side. And then nobody supports it. Well, can't go on forever, people. I can do this for a long time, but even with that,
I was talking, having a conversation with somebody the other day. I don't know who it was. And I told him, I go, look, there will get a point. Oh, it was a guy that wanted me to help him build his social media site. I was like, you must be out of your mind. I just decommissioned one that I spent $250,000 on. And you say, bring everybody over. What were you doing building one when I already had one built? And he was like, whoa. And I said, look, man, you guys are going to get to the point where good people like me say, screw it. We leave. I go back to corporate America making a crap load of money. I've conservatively given up $5 to $7 million in the last decade. Conservatively. Because I could have made a lot of money standing my little butt at work. Do you think I don't know how to sell information technology and management consulting services to large companies? I do. I can make a fortune. I'm good at it. But I gave it up. And so we made this movie, which I'm not blaming anybody because it's our fault on distribution. But, I mean, you know, you would think people would go, Kev, let's figure this out together, man. You know, forget about it. I'm not blaming anybody but myself on that one because I will admit it's my baby. And I just don't want anybody touching my baby. Get away. You got COVID. You got the Wu flu. Get away from my baby. Oh, anyway, back to these RoboCops. So in the wake of all this cop, you know, paranoia and propaganda, because it's all BS, my question was, what are black leftists going to do when RoboCops hit the street? Will there be the social consciousness for the cops? Are they going to have to be woke? Are these robots going to need to be woke? Are they only going to arrest white lawbreakers? Can you imagine who's going to program the RoboCops? Because it won't be black people. They only have degrees in social justice. They don't have degrees in science and technology and stuff like that, engineering. No, they got degrees in social justice. So while you're programming the cop, the RoboCop, they're going to be, well, did you put some black code in there, some code, so that he know not to arrest black people? I'm just wondering how they're going to deploy. Why not RoboCop Border Patrol, too? And they put a chip in there that says, don't arrest Mexicans. RoboCops. Police in Southern California are turning to technology in order to fight crime by deploying a robot out on the streets to keep a watchful eye over the public area. The robot, dubbed HP RoboCop, is described as an autonomous data machine. And is expected to be officially unveiled by the Huntington Park Police Department. Equipped with 360-degree video cameras, Huntington Park Police will deploy HP RoboCop to monitor and surveil areas such as city parks and city buildings. The robot will then be able to relay video footage from its cameras to police headquarters in order to facilitate fast and safe responses. Well, listen, I don't want to get all up in their business. They business on RoboCop. But isn't he just a sophisticated camera? Oh, Lord. And then, you know, he can't be doing facial recognition. Because that's illegal now. Google and Microsoft will not allow the RoboCop to use facial recognition. But isn't he just a glorified camera? Walking around doing a robot. Hey, no black people over there. Yeah, drug dealing going on. Prostitution. Gangbangers shooting at each other in the cop. I don't see nothing. He's pulling a Schultz. I see nothing. Programmed to erase blackness. Isn't it insane? I mean, think about it. It's insane. Wow. They say he'll also be able to roll down sidewalks and recite phrases to members of the public such as, excuse me, and good day to you. I swear, this is not me making this. If I were making up a funny story about a RoboCop, this would be it. He can roll down the sidewalk and say, good day to you. Excuse me. They should teach him other phrases like, no justice, no peace. Oh, my gosh. How long are these robots going to last on the mean streets was my other question. Yeah, I was curious about that. Because you remember Hitchbot, right? Yeah. Hitchbot. This robot could end up in a chop shop. That's all I'm saying. Hitchbot was a Canadian robot. He was a Goodwill robot. And he started his journey in Boston. And he was going to walk across. There was a Canadian robot. He was going to go across the country. You guys remember this. I know because I'm not going to tell you all the stuff we did. But we were going to do comedy blitz on this. It was hysterical. But he never made it out of the Northeast. The researchers who built Hitchbot found out through his camera system or whatever that he got vandalized in Philadelphia. Yeah, he had spent 2 weeks hitchhiking, and he went through Boston, Salem, Gloucester, Marblehead, and he hit New York City. But then he hit Philadelphia, and bada bing, bada boom, that was the end of it. He hit the city of brotherly love, and they were like, whoa, only for the human brothers. Because we joke, me and some comedians, we were going to do a show where we were talking about Hitchbot, and he was going to be, it was one of my fake made-up stories that said Hitchbot got decapitated in Philadelphia by Muslims, and then they sold his servos and his microprocessors on eBay. That was going to be the ending of the story, which wasn't true. And you as the audience were going to have to pick which of our stories was true or false. Now, Hitchbot did get attacked in Philadelphia. Yeah, he got beat up. He got brutalized. It was not a good scene. When they put the yellow tape around Hitchbot, there wasn't much left. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, so think about the consequences of having robot cops. What is that? Let's just have some fun with this topic down the road and figure out what would America look like if we had cops that were trained in social justice and they were just robots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, taking questions from reporters after giving a statement. It's the first time the former Vice President has taken questions from reporters in 89 days. The former vice president says we need the World Health Organization to help us fight the coronavirus pandemic.
We have to immediately restore our relationship with the World Health Organization for all its shortcomings and missteps around COVID-19. This is why WHO was created. It is essential to coordinating a global response during a pandemic, and the United States should be leading that response as we had in the past.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on their response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is giving a warning to Russia about any threats against U.S. forces.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
The Wyoming Republicans' comments come as reports out there that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Earthquakes have folks on edge again on the West Coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, the magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked the other day about old Bubba Wallace. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's worth bringing up again. He's the Colin Kaepernick of NASCAR. Yeah, Bubba Wallace. He wants to get the NASCAR audience woke. He wants to bring a whole new audience to NASCAR, a whole new thing to NASCAR. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com, thekevinjacksonshow.com. By the way, thank you for spreading the word. I've heard from more young people, I'm not exaggerating this, I should read them, but Melissa hates when I'm sort of, you know, promoting the show this way, and I do too, it's not my style. But I heard from two youngsters. They sent me notes on Twitter saying, Kevin, we are so glad. I don't know how we found your show, man. We are so happy. And I'm happy for you guys, man. Yeah, I read y'all's emails, your messages to me. I was overjoyed. I mean, look, I get a lot of folks that, you know, that older people that go, Kevin, you know, where's the sanity going in America? You know, and they find themselves. But when I start finding young guys, I'm talking about these guys are in their, you know, late teens and early 20s. Writing to me going, Kev, I didn't realize this, you know, shows like this existed and stuff like this. And one of them was a brother, an African brother. And I appreciate that, man. But anyway, so yeah, we got this. And what's funny about it to me is, you know, every one of these youngsters is going, what is the deal here, man? We are so non-racial. And I go, I get it. But look at what the other side of your argument is doing, the Kaepernick, right? He's the young dude that's a militant. He's out there doing his thing. And you're going, what's Kaepernick's problem? Youngsters, there are college kids all over this country that dating interracially in America is so nothing anymore. It's pathetic. I mean, when I was growing up, it was a rarity and you knew you were in. Today, man, it is so blasé. Nobody thinks about it. You see a kid, I was at a fundraiser, and the guy was like, well, so I'm three-quarter Puerto Rican, and I'm a quarter Italian. And he's married to a Romanian girl, so what do you think their kids are? Do you really want to do the fractional math on that? I don't, and I'm a mathematician. It's crazy. And I'm looking at the family makeup, because a lot of family was at this event. You couldn't even see that there was no range of color where you go, okay, here's all the people that are mocha chocolata yata. No. You couldn't tell them. If you try to put that family together, let me think, okay, you're too dark, you're too light, your hair is this. You couldn't put them together if somebody put a gun to your head. But we are not obsessed with color and race. I promise you, we are not. Us, we don't care. I was looking for somebody to help me with affiliate marketing. Be purple, but just be good, okay? I don't care. Kevin, I have to let you understand. Please understand that I'm purple. I'd be like, and what's that got to do with your ability to affiliate market for me, Mr. Purple Man? I don't care. Shoot.
Hey, I should be mentioned. I do want to mention something. I do want to promote something. Bleeding Blue will be seen July the 4th. We're doing the worldwide internet premiere, and it's going to be roughly $10 to see it. I hope you'll see it. But that's I'm going to run those commercials for during the show because I really want people to go see it. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com, and you will be able to see the film for the first time. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to love it. So, and it's an educational film to bridge the gap, which is what we're talking about here, right? We're talking race. We're talking Bubba Wallace, who wants to change his sport. The NASCAR, the sport of NASCAR. The sport of driving to the left, you know, just driving in a circle. He wants to change it. He wants to bring something new to it. I talked about this the other day where I said, think about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods grew up. I don't know what got Tiger to play golf. I think Earl, his dad, was a golfer. He took Tiger out and Tiger loved it. He loved it. And Earl said, oh, geez, if he loves it, let's just let this kid play. Let him do his thing. And Tiger, having the blood of Earl in him, who was not an Army Ranger, but a Green Beret, Tiger had that same sense about himself. And his dad instilled it in him. He gave him that way of thinking. So Tiger said, I'm going to go play golf. And you know what that kid did? I caution my youngest son all the time. He's a good baseball player. Travel team, good team. And you know what he does most of the day when he's off? He plays video games. So he went to practice the other day. And they put him in the pitching machine, and he couldn't hit anything. Now, he's a good hitter, but he hadn't hit in a week. And I asked him, he's like, well, I said, how'd you do today? He goes, oh, I didn't hit very good. I struck out 4 times. And I said, you know why, right? He goes, well, not really. I go, yeah, you know why. I said, you come home after practice, batting practice, and then you don't bat for a week. Then you go back to batting practice, and you think batting practice is going to do it. I said, do you think the people that made it in baseball went to practice, struck out 4 times, and then came home and played video games? Or do you think that they went right to the art of what they were going to do and said, throw me some pitches? They went to the batting cages. I told him, I will throw bottle tops at you, and you can hit with a broomstick. Because if you can hit a bottle cap with a broomstick, a baseball is going to look like a watermelon to you. But they don't want to put that time in. But here's my point. Tiger's dad said, I didn't have to ask Tiger to go to practice. He wanted to go. And you know what Tiger did? He set his goals. He said, I want to be the best golfer ever. I want to win more majors than anybody. I want to win more tournaments than anybody. And this is a guy that's being selective about tournaments. Can you imagine how many tournaments Tiger would have won if he had just played willy-nilly? He selected ones to win going up before he got to the big tournaments. And this guy had at one point a 25% win rate, winning 1 out of 4 tournaments. Unheard of. Unheard of. So and that's being selective. If the dude had just said, I'm going to play what's out there, he probably would have won 40 or 50%. He'd have 25 to 50 more wins. But he set his sights on the best wins and how he would do it. So he did all this. He planned it. And you know what he did? He was successful. Now, I don't know what it takes to do that in NASCAR, but here's what I can tell you about Bubba Wallace. He ain't a winner, and he never will be. Tiger Woods didn't say, let me take a stand and take a knee when somebody was, some black dude died. And Tiger Woods is like, look, I know life. I know life as a black kid. I know life as an Asian kid. Life goes on. I'm focused on what I need to do. I'm not saying the dude isn't political and can't make his political messages. I'm just saying Tiger Woods gets it. And so Bubba Wallace, oh, I'm going to change NASCAR. I want to bring a different demographic. What do you want to bring? Is his golf become suddenly black because of Tiger Woods? No. Has it attracted more blacks? Absolutely. Why? Because of excellence. You think Bubba Wallace is trying to attract people to NASCAR because of his excellence? Black, young black kids, you too can be a race car driver if you choose excellence? No. Social justice agenda. You couldn't be more clear about how this stuff works, how it's permeating every aspect of society, and people are, it's ridiculous, and it's sad, because he's going to influence a lot of kids the wrong way. Bubba Wallace is going to go down in history as just another stooge like Kaepernick.
But here's what's really sad. This whole noose incident. More of the hoaxes. More of the things that are nothing anywhere close to what this country is about. NASCAR drivers don't have a vendetta against Bubba. Well, look, I said this the other day. You get in a car, you drive at 200 miles an hour, and you're... Let me put this in the perspective from how you are, okay? You're on the highway, and you see a guy trying to speed up so he can get in between you, and like he's in the other lane, but he's going to speed up and cut you off so that he can save himself a second. And you see him in your rearview mirror, and he's coming up on you. You're in a fast lane. You're going really as fast as you can, and you're trying to obey the, you know, let me stay four or five car lengths behind the other car because you're driving 65, 70 miles an hour, so it's technically a car length per 10 miles an hour. And you're obeying this rule, and you're cruising along, but you see this guy coming up on your right in the other lane, and he's going to try to get, he sees a car up in front of him, but he's going to try to squeeze in. What do you do, race car driver? What do you do? Let me tell you what you do. You speed up. You go, oh, no, you're not. And you speed up because you don't want to, you're like, I'm not going to let you do this move. It's a dangerous move, number one, and it's not going to buy you anything. So you get competitive. And is it, do you care? Do you know the color of the person doing it? I'm asking you, because I've done this. I've done it many times. I've said, oh, no, you're not. Do you think I care? Oh, well, if it's a brother, then I'll let him go do it. But if it ain't a brother, I'm indiscriminate. As are you. So, you know, this idea that he's getting mistreated on the track. Let me tell you something. The NASCAR drivers that want to win, they don't care. If you're a white guy, Indian dude, if you're a Muslim, they don't care. They want to
win. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So I was having this discussion with somebody, I don't know who, doesn't really matter, and it was about Black Lives Matter, and of course it reverted back to, you know, how can so many blacks be killed every day by other blacks, and Black Lives Matter, and you know, and it's a circular discussion. You probably had it many times, you certainly thought it, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And so, here's what, I have a different type of thinking. Maybe you feel the same way, but I'll tell you how I think about problems. When I keep hearing the same problem, I get sick of it. I get bored. Kevin, so, explain to me how Black Lives Matter when it seems like there's lots of higher abortion in the black community. Explain to me how Black Lives Matter, Kevin, when, you know, black people are killing each other all over the thing, and you can't even bring it up and all that. I don't understand it because, you know, it only seems like when it's when cops, you know, kill a black person. And I'm like, hey, yeah, white boy, white girl, white person, white LGBT, whatever, whoever brings it up, I get it. And I would say to you, you know the problem. So why is it you keep analyzing the problem? We know it's a problem. It isn't like there's a debate here, right? Is there a debate on do black lives really matter? I mean, be honest. Is there a debate? Because if you go, well, Kevin, this 150 black people were killed last year by police, whatever the number is, it's around that. 100 of black people were killed. Okay, so let's dissect that argument for a second. So the 150 black people were killed by police. Were they innocent people? The answer is no, not likely. And of the ones that were killed accidentally or wrongly, what's that number? It will never be more than 10. Everybody else deserved it. They were shooting back at the cop. Who knows? Play around with the statistics all you want. These are the facts. A few of them, absolutely. You know, if there was a mistake made or something to question it, it's never more than 10. If it is, it's just because it's politics. It's probably far less than that. It may be 2 to 3. So that's where we are. In the mega millions of encounters of cops with blacks, and the encounters where it can become violent or whatever, of those mega millions, it ends up being less than 150 blacks every year killed by police, and probably 2 to 3 are questionable in any way. Those are the facts. And this is recognizing that police departments have a level of corruption. They hide it. I'm telling you, there's some bad stuff going on within the police departments, and even with all of that, those are the stats. But on the black front, there will be X number of thousands of black people killed every year, and Chicago will experience about 500 to 600 murders this year by itself, that one city. Multiply that times 50, so you're going to have about 20,000. I'm moving it down. I'm putting the number down because I don't want it to be an average of 600, because it's not. Chicago's got a much higher crime rate. But over 50 cities, you're probably looking at about 400 average murders in the cities. Roughly 20,000 black people will die, mostly at the hands of other black people. And we want to argue about a statistic. There's nothing to argue about. So the question you got to ask yourself is, why does the narrative of cops killing blacks, where I've given you the numbers, are so, take again, 2 to 3 black people. When I talk about the encounters for blacks, you know, and I'm not talking about Chicago. I'm not talking about millions of encounters of police in Chicago with blacks, and this is the number of people that get shot. I'm giving you the nation. The nation. 150 people versus 20,000 that are killed by blacks. I mean, black-on-black crime. 20,000 cops killing police. I mean, cops killing blacks. 150. And in some cases, it's black cops killing black people. So if we want to really racialize it, we can get even more granular. But as it stands right now, it's 20,000 versus 150. And really, it boils down to 20,000 black people roughly killing each other versus 2 to 3 cops killing somebody black. And this is our argument. This is our discussion. What you should do is take this thing that I'm telling you right now, emblazon it in your memory, and learn the real statistics. Go do them for yourselves. I'm not going to do it. I'm just kind of riffing on it because I know I'm relatively close. I've done enough research to know I'm relatively close. And say, explain to me how the 2 to 3, and let's just stretch it to the limit. Let's say it's 20 black people who get killed by cops, which it isn't. It's exponentially less. But let's say that it is 20. And the 20,000 black people, they get killed by other black people every single year. And you want to focus on this. And you want to tell me that that's your problem? See, because what it tells me is, that ain't your problem. It tells me is, you want to set a narrative. You've got an agenda. Because if you really wanted to save black lives, you would be working within the black community to do it. That's the truth. They want you to believe it. Father's Day weekend violence in Chicago. Here's what this article read. Saw the highest number of gun violence victims in a single weekend this year. 102 people shot, 14 fatally. 5 who were killed were minors. I saw a picture of a guy. He's got a gun. A black dude shot 2 minor kids. I mean, these kids were under 10 years old. He shot two people. They're like, can you please help us find them? Do you believe that the people that are marching for Black Lives Matter really care about black lives? You know the answer. You don't. You don't believe it. You know they don't. The latest child fatality, two boys, 15 and 16, walking in an alley. Someone fired at him, possibly from a gray sedan. 15-year-old shot in the leg, chest, and abdomen, taken to the hospital, pronounced dead. The other boy, 16, hit in the ankle, taken to the hospital. He's in fair condition. 13-year-old girl killed, and two other teens were wounded Saturday night on the west side. Girl inside her home, 8:30 p.m., shots were fired. She gets struck in the neck, got taken to same hospital as those other two guys. She was pronounced dead. Amaria Jones. Two boys, 15 and 16, sitting on a porch. One of them noticed a red laser pointed at him, heard gunfire. Police said the younger boy was struck in the back. The older one struck in the leg. They were taken to Mount Sinai Hospital. Luckily, they survived. This is just normal Chicago stuff. A 3-year-old boy was fatally wounded about 2 hours earlier when someone opened fire at his father while they were driving in Austin. The toddler was McKay James, struck in the back. Someone in a blue Honda pulled up behind a black SUV. The boy's 27-year-old father was driving, fired several shots. They said the father was the intended shooting, obviously. He drove the boy to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead. He was treated for a grazed wound to the abdomen, the father was. Two teenage boys killed just an hour before that in South Chicago. Jashawn Francis, 17, and the 16-year-old were in an alley when a male suspect approached him and fired shots. Francis was shot in the back and chest while the 16-year-old was shot in the back and side. Both were taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center where they were pronounced deader than disco. 41-year-old was on the street at 4:26 a.m. when someone shot him in the face. He died at Stroger Hospital. Stroger Hospital gets a lot of work in Chicago. They probably have the best trauma center in the world because they work on more people than you can imagine. It's like a war zone. It's like a MASH unit. You think I'm kidding? I'm not even kidding. It's like a MASH unit. But Black Lives Matter, right? I could go on. They said a man was killed Sunday and killed, and three others were wounded in Humboldt Park. The men were arguing with a group at about 12:04 a.m. when they were shot. Alexis Perez. Hey, he's got a Hispanic surname. Maybe it wasn't a black man. He was shot multiple times, pronounced dead on the scene. Two other men, 23 and 21, both went to Stroger Hospital in good condition. The older man was shot in the knee and the hip while the younger man in both legs. A fourth, 34, was shot in the legs and arms, and he was treated and released from Mount Sinai. Did I mention 102 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago? 14 of them died. Yeah. And you think Black Lives Matter? Kids being killed. Women being killed. Hispanics being killed. All the demographics the left say they care about. But you know what they will burn a city down over? A black dude getting killed by a police officer. But you won't see them burn a... They won't even strike a match with black people killing each other in droves every single day of the year in cities all over this nation. Tell me they care, because I don't believe it.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.